For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, on the campus of Branson High School, it's time for the post-game show and give away the Player of the Game Award sponsored by Dewey & Sons Plumbing. I believe we're going to give this one to Kate Gilbert. Kate had an excellent afternoon, scoring 16 points, probably had four or five assists, and was just looked like all around the one of the better players for the Lady Bombers, as she has been all weekend, one of the most steady hands that they have. Of course, Lady Bombers come on top by the score of 52-35. We'll check a couple stats here. The Lady Bombers, Anna Grace Foreman and Kate Gilbert, both finished with 16. Emma Martin with 7. Addison Yates and Emily Payne will finish with 5 points. Abby Martin got in the book for 2 points, and Leah Jackson just finishes with 1 in the winning effort. In the losing effort on the other side, the Lady Pirates, Chloe Grimm with 4 points, Maddie Pardick with 2 points, Tabitha Williams with 2, and Sydney Davis finished with a layup. Syracuse commit Priscilla Williams finished with 23 points in the losing effort. Of course, Lady Bombers go undefeated here in the Branson Battle of the Border. They move to 4-0 on the season. They will begin tournament play next Thursday in Cabot, Arkansas. Don't have a bracket for this yet. Coaches probably do. We do not have it yet. But that game can be found here on Classic Hits 101.7. We're going to take a short little break. Boys game is starting to warm up. Tip off here in about 14 minutes or so. We'll take a little break for a while and bring you back for the boys game. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.